I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. As the store's owner, I want our clients treated with respect. I want our employees to have extensive product knowledge and be genuinely engaged with our clients. Our pricing is competitive, but our client attention is second to none. When considering a new car, consider Cherry Hill Volvo. Contact me directly. Relationships really do matter to us.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Philadelphia, a radio.com station. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
But who knows? Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay? And stopped all future construction, even on small open sections that just needed to be finished up. Routine little work, it's already been bought. Wait till the contractors get to them and they say, no, it costs us much more money not to finish the small section than if we finished it. That's gonna be nice. Wait till you see those bills start pouring in.
President Trump's speech at CPAC, obviously a lot of people talking about it today. Good morning, welcome to the show, glad you're here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter at Rich Zeoli, 855-839-1210. It is the biggest political story in the country right now. Former President Trump and his political future. Here to discuss with us, Fred Lucas is the author of Abuse of Power, the 3-year campaign to impeach Donald Trump. He is the White House correspondent for the Daily Signal. Hey, Fred, good morning. Thanks for making time today in Philadelphia.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You watched the speech. I know you covered CPAC as well. First of all, give me your overall picture of where things stand in the Republican Party right now vis-a-vis Donald Trump.
Well, he certainly, as you displayed there, he certainly hinted several times during that speech that he might be the candidate. He never flat out said so, and did not, as some of the previous reports had suggested, almost announced that he'd be running again. But I mean, that's probably the wise move, right? I mean, to hint that you might run, that keeps people talking for a while. At the same time, the CPAC straw poll showed that he did have some emerging competition to that nomination, particularly in Ron DeSantis, that people are interested in. So the CPAC was held in Florida this year, of course, but it draws people from across the country. So DeSantis did have a little bit of a home court advantage, but on some level, so did Trump, Florida. But yeah, that's going to make things interesting looking ahead as to whether he does run or whether he admits to running. What he did say definitively is that he would play a big role in 2022, backing candidates that he thought were smart and tough and ready to win that year and rebuild the party.
There's no doubt Ron DeSantis is an incredibly attractive candidate for 2024, no doubt. And obviously there's a lot of Republicans that also want to run in 2024. Governor Kristi Noem, who also spoke at CPAC, obviously she wants to be a candidate.
She's in third place.
Yeah, she came in third place in the straw poll.
Right,
I think is also very potentially politically powerful, of course, is the PAC that the president, former president, is setting up. Corey Lewandowski is going to run that PAC, from according to the reports that I read. They're going to try to, you know, get a lot of MAGA candidates elected. Now, you made a great point, which was some people have alluded to, could Donald Trump run again, but maybe not for the presidency, maybe something else.
But something actually Steve Bannon, his former advisor, had brought up, and who knows if Bannon and Trump are necessarily on speaking terms, right now because Trump has said some things about him in the past, but he did pardon him on his last day in office. So Bannon brought up the prospect of running for Congress. I wrote a recent piece pointing out that that seems like a far-fetched notion, but perhaps not, and I explained why. I mean, one thing Trump could – it would be less messy than a presidential run. Trump could almost pick a district out there to run in, or in some cases a state. We've known cases where wealthy people, going back to Jerry Rockefeller, a New York Democrat who just decided to buy a Senate seat, so he went to West Virginia. Or you know, in Trump's case, he could just go to the panhandle in Florida. He might have a tough time getting elected in West Palm Beach. That's a heavy Democratic area where he lives right now. But if you just wanted to get a House district seat, he could become House Speaker potentially. And you don't even have to be the member of the House to become Speaker necessarily, but it helps historically. So that's an option. I think it's probably a far-fetched option, but it's a far-fetched option that sort of makes some sense. He could use that platform in Congress to be a kingmaker for the GOP. And I think he's in a good spot to be a kingmaker anyway.
Fred Lucas joins me. He's author of Abuse of Power, the 3-year campaign to impeach Donald Trump, and he's the White House correspondent for the Daily Signal. Yeah, and I guess the theory would go he'd get elected to the House of Representatives. Republicans win the majority. He becomes a speaker. Then they impeach Biden and Harris, and then he becomes president again. It's one of those, you know, kind of far-fetched scenarios that would probably, you know.
Right. Yeah. And I particularly think that the impeachment part might be a little bit rather far-fetched.
To impeach a president and a vice president is something I think that would be a historical first in many ways.
Right.
But obviously, you know, for candidates now who want to run in 2024, do they have to wait? Really, if they want Trump's support, do they have to really wait until he definitively says he's not running? Because even teasing it right now, it sort of sidelines everybody unless you're of the anti-Trump wing of the party.
Right, yeah. Almost all the mega candidates, and we mentioned the governor of Florida, I think he could be a very strong mega candidate. Plus his own record, and if he were to run without Trump, but yeah, with Trump in the mix, it does mix things up a little bit. And so Trump could be the first president since Grover Cleveland to become to have non-consecutive terms, or for that matter, be the non-consecutive nominee. I believe that. I'm not sure that's ever been done, but. So that's kind of – people are sort of at a standstill, just kind of waiting and seeing what happens. So if Trump decides not to run, he should probably – it would help the party to make that announcement rather early in 2023 probably.
Yeah, well, no doubt, because people have to start hiring campaign staff, raising money, and maybe even sooner if he doesn't want to run, I would think. Hey, Fred Lucas, thanks for joining me today. Daily Signal and, of course, Abuse of Power, the 3-year campaign to impeach Donald Trump. We'll see you again.
Please
thanks, Fred.
It's all about discount right now. It's a special discount for one more day, actually, on Amazon and other retail sites.
Oh, great. Amazon.com. Check it out. Abuse of Power. It's on a discount now. And follow Fred on Twitter at Fred Lucas White House, WH, at Fred Lucas, WH. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.